From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Meltman reporting. Migrants are permitted to board trains in Budapest, but there is still at least one major hurdle for them. Migrants hoping to travel westward have flooded into the main train station in Budapest after it was reopened by police. However, Hungarian officials say there will be no trains heading to Western Europe. Police left the Keleti train station Thursday after a two-day standoff with hundreds of migrants hoping to board trains to Germany where they plan to apply for asylum. However, while the immigrants have been allowed into the station, it is not clear where they will go without the option of traveling west. Hungarian authorities permitted people to travel westward from Keleti station without EU travel visas Monday, shortly after Germany announced it will accept asylum applications. However, Tuesday, Hungarian officials abruptly began refusing passage to people without visas. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Thursday the migrant issue at the Hungarian border is not a European problem, but a German one. Speaking in Brussels, Mr. Orban said the refugees must all cross through his country and others to get to Germany. He said Hungary has done everything possible to allow or follow European regulations, including registering them before allowing them to head west. In Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced plans to cut the world's largest military force by 300,000 troops Thursday. That announcement made during a massive military parade to commemorate the victory over Japan in World War II. For about an hour, Beijing's Tiananmen Square, there was a stream of tanks, ballistic missiles, drones, and other armaments. This is VOA News. Five Chinese Navy ships have been spotted in international waters off the coast of Alaska, according to U.S. officials, in what many analysts see as a fresh attempt by Beijing to project military power far from its shores. Pentagon spokesman Bill Urban said Wednesday that he was confirming the presence of the five vessels, noting that it's the first time the U.S. has observed Chinese Navy ships at the Bering Sea. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said U.S. officials have not detected any threatening activities by the ships, but said the intent of their presence was still unclear. The Chinese ship deployment came as President Barack Obama visited Alaska to build support for his environmental policies to combat climate change. Now, the U.S. military has numerous bases in Asia and regularly conducts various air and ship-based activities off China's coast in international waters. VOA Beijing correspondent William Ide reports China has repeatedly expressed its concerns about that. And Ide adds, it feels like China is trying to say, if you're going to continue to do this, we're going to do the same. President Obama Wednesday became the first sitting president to cross the U.S. Arctic Circle as he wrapped up a trip to Alaska aimed at highlighting the effect of climate change. During his three-day tour of the far northwest state, Mr. Obama has repeatedly said the U.S., the world's second biggest emitter of carbon pollution, is not doing enough to protect the environment.
One of the reasons I came up here is to really focus on what is probably the biggest challenge our planet faces. If there's one thing that threatens opportunity and prosperity for everybody, wherever we live, it's the threat of a changing climate. I don't need to tell people here in Alaska what's happening.
Temperatures in the Arctic are rising as twice as fast as the rest of the globe, placing its residents at a unique risk of ice melting and soil erosion, said the president. In a speech at a U.S.-sponsored glacier conference in Anchorage Monday, Mr. Obama called climate change the defining threat of this century, saying entire cities could eventually be submerged by water if the world does not act to cut emissions. Scientists have warned that letting global temperatures rise more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels will bring extreme weather and rising seas that would affect populations all over the world. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations gathered in the Afghan capital of Kabul Thursday for a regional economic conference to explore ways of rebuilding the country after more than 40 years of war. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.